I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. The Oval Office has become fashionable again as Tyra Banks morphs into Michelle Obama for Harper's Bazaar magazine. And what's with the friction between Barbara Walters and Sherry Shepherd of The View? And Lil' Kim and Jermaine Dupri each hosted parties that ended in violence. Here to get us up to speed on the entertainment news of the day is Newsweek magazine's national correspondent, Allison Samuels. Allison?
How you doing?
You know I love seeing you. Let's start with this. The September issue of Harper's Bazaar features a photo spread of Tyra Banks in the role of Michelle Obama. Mm-hmm. The model says she was taking a peek into the possible future. Have you seen this?
Yes, I have.
What'd you think?
You know, it looks good. But I think I can see where a lot of people would be upset about it because, A, it's sort of taking for granted that he's already won, and I can see that sort of turning people off because when he did his overseas tour, that was a lot of, you know, trip. They were saying, oh, you know, he's already acting presidential, like he's already the president. And when you see that sort of cover and you see the actual inside with, you know, her husband, Michelle, supposedly, and her husband with the kids, it just sort of puts the message, oh, he's already won this, and that now we're moving on, and now Michelle's this icon that we can just sort of, we don't even have to acknowledge John McCain anymore. So I thought that's the dangerous part of it. But, you know, I think it shows that fashion as well as the media overall need that sort of diversity. And this is the first person they've had that sort of universally they can just sort of put out there no matter what it is, you know, magazines, whatever.
Did they look like the Obamas to you?
Not particularly, no. Yeah, I mean, she certainly doesn't look like Michelle.
Not at all.
You know, but I mean, I get the point, though. When you see the magazine, you sort of get what they're trying to do. I certainly got that. And Tyra is definitely this person. She's always doing something like that, whether it's gaining a lot of weight or putting on a fat suit or whatever. She likes to become someone else. So I get it. I just think it would have been better to do in January, maybe.
All right. Let's move on to another topic. Sherry Shepherd, co-host of The View, raised eyebrows with her comments to a Christian magazine last month about having, quote, more abortions than she would like to count, end quote. She also made a joke about Christians laying their hands on Barbara Walters to, again, quote, get her saved, unquote. She then offered a public apology on the show. Here it is.
You know, it didn't come off the way I wanted it to. I called Barbara in France, and I told her, and Barbara laughed. She's got a great sense of humor because I tease her all the time. So she laughed, and she didn't ask me to say this, but I do want to say, Barbara, if I offended you in any way, I apologize. I love you. You have always given me so much support.
Well, Barbara may have laughed then, but she's not laughing now, is she?
No, and I think if you ask Star Jones or Rosie O'Donnell, she doesn't have a sense of humor at all. I don't think she had a sense of humor. I think that Sherry throughout the show has sort of had these sort of major slip-ups. I mean, she's not the brightest, you know, spoon in the draw. So I think that that's sort of been a disadvantage for her. And also, I think they just sort of, when you have someone like Whoopi Goldberg on there who's very bright, who's very sharp, who has these really great opinions, and to have someone like Sherry there next to Elizabeth, who was already her own mess, I just think Barbara's like, you know what, we gotta sort of upgrade. And I think there's a chance that she won't come back next year.
That show is just a show, isn't it, that has to have sort of, not rotating, but revolving hosts.
It's a show that has drama. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, every year it's always this sort of thing, like who's going to stay, who's going to leave, and to think that, to say that Barbara Walters has a sense of humor is just hilarious to me. I'm like, no, she doesn't. Not when it comes to her show.
Now, Joy Behar, she's the only one that's been on from the beginning.
She's
huh?
the only one. I think she and Barbara have a very good relationship and they understand each other, but everybody else will. And Elizabeth, why she's hung around, I don't know, because she is a very interesting choice for someone on the TV show.
Speaking of interesting choices on television, our next person is someone that you know, Wendy Williams. You had lunch with her last week, as I understand it.
Yeah.
That should have been pretty interesting.
We
happen to have a clip of her chatting with the paparazzi just after your lunch with her last Friday. Here it is.
This is the era of Michelle Obama, Oprah, and Wendy.
Oprah.
Omarosa has it. I love Oprah. And I love Michelle.
I love Oprah.
And I love Wendy. What I don't love is that stereotypical angry black woman.
And she even gave you a little love, a little shout out on her show in the week. Huh? So how did that go?
It was great. I mean, Wendy, it's funny. I've met her once before, but, you know, you're always sort of scary. Like, okay, what is Wendy going to say? But actually, she's really lovely in person. I mean, she says what she wants to say. She is taking this TV show very seriously. It's doing very well, which is really good. It'll probably be brought back for the 2009 season. And she just feels like she's bringing a whole different sort of personality to TV, one that's not so you know, not sort of the Tyra beautiful, glamorous woman. She's bringing sort of more, she feels, the real woman who's not afraid to talk about how many wigs she has or, you know, why she likes wigs as opposed to weaves. That's the conversation that Wendy Williams wants to sort of have with everybody. So I think, you know, I'm glad that the show is doing well. Mm-hmm. And I like her sort of take on things. And she's toned it down for TV. And I think that's why Omarosa was very upsetting to her, because she really didn't want a catfight, which is what it turned into.
Well, that's what she got.
It was. You know, I think once somebody starts the catfight.
I mean, she was in it.
No, she was.
She showed she could throw down with the best of them.
There's no doubt she can, but I think if she wants to get the big guests on, which she does, that can't be what happens. Okay. I mean, really, but Bobby Brown is on next week, and she's trying to get Whitney, so it'll be very interesting to see
if that
happens.
I thought you said she was trying to get the big guests on.
Okay.
All right. Well, moving on. Listen, violence marred a couple of recent celebrity gatherings. Jermaine Dupri held a party in Atlanta that ended with shots fired. Lil' Kim hosted a birthday party at a New York club where one of her partygoers was found days later beaten to death. What is it?
I mean, it's sad because you really think at this point, particularly with Jermaine Dupri, that a lot of that had passed, particularly as everybody gets older in hip-hop. You just sort of thought a lot of this had sort of gone away. But, you know, unfortunately, there are elements that are going to come to big parties like that. And I know with Lil' Kim's party, it was, you know, advertised, it was announced, and you're bringing in all kind of people. Now, it turns out that young girl who was killed by somebody she knew at, you know, who worked at the restaurant. So I don't know if there's anything you could have done about that. I don't think Lil' Kim, actually, I don't even know if she knew the girl. And with Jermaine Dupri, I think that was another one where it was advertised. So you're going to bring in people who may not be, you know, the most, you know, sort of law-abiding people.
Well, this is not the first time in terms of Jermaine Dupri even, where they've had some of this violence.
Right. And because the last time, I mean, with the brat who's, you know, up for charges and everything. Yeah, it happens a lot. And I sort of don't know if there's a way for them to get better security or if they just need to have smaller venues or maybe just not party.
Well,
so
you work this beat. Do you go to some of those parties?
I used to go. You know, I don't go as much now, but, you know, I definitely have gone where you had to run and you had to leave and you had to sort of find the exit really quickly or whatever. I've had that situation on numerous occasions, which is why I don't go as much now. Because I just sort of,
well, that's certainly,
like, you get a little tired of that.
That certainly makes sense. Let's end our thing with this. Morgan Freeman, recovering from a serious car accident, only to find out the public now that he's got serious marital issues going on as well.
And I assume he's had them. I mean, because the divorce has been going on for the last year. It's just been very sort of quiet. But what's interesting to me is that all those people, it's almost like the Dark Knight has this negative sort of thing going on with Heath Ledger dying, Kristen Bell, you know, getting arrested, and then now Morgan Freeman in this accident. It's like, okay, biggest grossing movie, but the stars seem to be having their own share of issues.
Their issues, that's for sure. Mm. You always have interesting things to talk about, don't you?
Thank you.
That's
sometimes
why we love having you on News and Notes. Allison Samuels is an award-winning national correspondent for Newsweek magazine. She joined us from our NPR West studios right here in Culver City, California.